This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the men that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make them need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Only one day away from the Thursday Open. Just one day where all his hard work for the week really pays off in spades. But today, boy, Rick, do we have a lot of stuff to do. We have the Yankees with a sensational win. Aaron Judge just adding to what he's going to get paid this offseason. The Mets, not as sensational, but a good, solid comeback win from the Mets. Tom Brady gets paid. Vital NBA postseason games last night. Huge game for the Rangers tonight. The Jets take another step closer to the postseason. The Giants, we never got into. I love it. The Giants, we never got into the James Bradberry release, which is solely on one man who's not even within the organization anymore. Stump Rothenberg this morning at 6:45. So much to do. And I say good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Dave. You know Wednesday is my favorite day of the week.
Well, you love
day,
Stump Rothenberg,
day.
Don't you?
It's my favorite day of the week. We're halfway home.
Halfway home.
Get to watch a savant in action.
I mean,
what's better
in action.
Than that? Mets win. Yankees win. Rangers must win tonight. I mean, if I got playoff hockey, playoff basketball, you name it, we got it.
You got it. You got it. Little overwhelming. I stand by that. I've said that, and people have said to me, what are you talking about? It's a great time. See, here's what I think. I don't think every other show, and I will throw this out there. I don't think any other show consumes every single thing the way we do. So if you say to a typical show, so much going on, they say, yeah, but you don't focus on everything. And therein lies the problem. It's a blessing and it's a curse. We focus on every single thing. It makes it almost overwhelming at times to watch everything, to keep up with everything.
Yeah, overwhelming, but it's like, you know, you have the best of intentions. Like, I went upstairs, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to shut it down, I'm going to go to sleep. And then, of course, I got Tampa-Toronto going on, I got too many men on the ice penalties, and I can't shut it off. That's the problem. Like, I want to be a grown-up. I'm like, you know what, be a grown-up, close your eyes, go to sleep, and I can't. I get stuck up, now it's 10:30. And I'm getting, you know, 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah, it's a lot.
My wife is scolding me. And this is why we had the tea fight. You don't get enough sleep. Well, I said, then, well, get me some caffeinated tea then. I don't need decaf tea.
I know this addiction to caffeine, though. I don't like it.
It's not, stop. It's not an addiction. I have one cup of coffee. I drink quite a bit, but a cup of coffee in the morning, then I have my nice tea.
I drink a lot of it.
I need it.
What do you think an addiction is? You're like the guy on the corner. Like, come on, man, give me some, please.
Well, I need to do my job, man.
Let me bar 20. Give me an 8-ball, right?
I need an 8-ball of caffeinated tea. Come on, man.
Give me an 8-ball of caffeinated tea, man. Come on. Listen, I'm just here. If you need a sponsor or something, I'm here for you.
And by the way, I got scolded by the sun yesterday. Just abused by the sun.
It was gorgeous yesterday.
Oh my God. I took my shirt off yesterday and I am just completely sunburned. My arms are just ruined.
That's not good either.
Well, no, it's not good. I'm a mess, but it was, I mean, that's like what, the second nice day we've had so
second
far,
nice
third
day.
Nice day?
Yeah, but we knew it was going to be nice. It's going to be nice again today and tomorrow. I don't want you to wind up in bed standing is what I don't want.
But you know it's bad when you talk to like people that are in our business and like, so radio every morning, I'm up 5 a.m. What time do you get up for that? 2:15. That sounds awful. I'm like, no, it's not that bad. It's kind of, I kind of like it.
Yeah,
like,
no, oh, okay. Kind of like, I'm sure your body's thrilled every morning you wake up at 2:15. So last night, a lot going on. Mets down 2-0. And I don't know if you got like this, and we're not going to start with the Mets. We're going to start with the Yankees. But I was getting annoyed at the Mets just because they had chances and they couldn't capitalize. I was like, if they lose this game, it would be so frustrating. They don't. Come back, win. Bullpen phenomenal yet again. But the lead here is the Yankees. And the Yankees were this close from the story being, you know what, they're still not hitting. Outside of a three-run home run from Stanton, they're not hitting the baseball. Something is wrong. Judge puts a Band-Aid on all of that with what is a monumental blast in the ninth inning off of the closer for Toronto, who could not throw a strike. Romano. And then he threw a hanger to Judge, and he hit it, and the Yankees win in dramatic fashion last night.
No, they actually couldn't hit. They were being no hit through five innings by Kikuchi. Like they couldn't hit. It wasn't happening. And then you mentioned Stanton. I would wonder what our guy in Texas had to say about Stanton's home run.
Well, I'm sure he wasn't happy with that one. I mean, that was like second row.
Yeah, barely out down the right field line.
Barely got out of there.
But I mean, they found a way, right? I mean, listen, even against Texas, they didn't score many runs, but they won 2 or 3. So big game against Toronto. Bullpen, which has been lights out. They give up a couple, and then now Trevino, I thought, did a really good job getting himself on base. Then LeMahieu draws a walk, and then I didn't even realize this. That was Judge's first walk-off home run.
First ever walk-off home
run. And first hit against Romano, too.
Now, first ever walk-off home run or first ever walk-off hit?
I saw walk-off home run.
Okay.
And that was his first hit against Romano.
Well, Romano was not good last night.
No, he didn't have his best stuff. But, I mean, speaking of not having your best stuff, I mean, Severino in the first two innings. Threw 65 pitches in the first two innings.
Yeah, but he settled down. And he kept them in the game. And that's what you have to do. Again, the Yankees last night, it paid off that they are this kind of power team. Because Stanton had the one big home run. And then Judge had the huge home run. And did you deserve that win? I don't know. But deserve it or not, you got it. And that's a win against a team that everybody measures you against right now.
Yeah, I mean, this is the team that I think a lot of people would say, or before the season said, that have the talent to win the AL East. And maybe even get out of the AL and represent the American League in the World Series. So, yeah, I mean, these are definitely games that you measure yourself against one of the best. And also, listen, I mean, I know you can't win the division in early May, but hell, I mean, if you're going to play it, put as much distance between you and Toronto as you can early.
And both of the New York teams are putting distance between themselves and these second-place teams. And again, we'll get into the Mets in a little bit. Let's set the table, right? Let's set the table. Here is the call. From Michael Kay on Yes, Yankees down 5-3, 2 on, Judge to the plate.
And the 1-2. Drill deep to left field. There it goes! See ya! Up for grabs! There's his walk-off home run, and the Yankees have come back to win it. 6-5. Oh, man, what a blast by Judge!
It really was. I mean, he unleashed on that baseball.
Well, not only did he unleash on the baseball, I mean, that's a no-doubter, but it's also, I mean, that's a really good at-bat. I mean, he's down 0-2. Fouls a couple off, right? And then he gets the one mistake, and he makes him pay for it. So, for all those people, I love it. And we'll see what happens. I mean, if he stays healthy, I think we all have a pretty good idea what Aaron Judge is going to be at the end of the season. But, well, the Yankees made a fair offer. How could he turn that down? Well, because now they put him in a spot where he's one season away from being a free agent. Right? I mean, that's when you're going to make your most money.
And
how could you turn that down?
Boy, is he going to get – every time he – it's great. Like, you're a Yankees fan. You love him. He's a very likable player. Every time he does that, he adds money to that contract. Every single time. I mean, God, he might wind up pricing himself out of even where he was. Like he wanted what, 7 years, right?
I mean, he wanted Trout. I mean, he wanted up by Trout.
Well, I don't think he's getting up by Trout.
He might
wind up getting an eighth year.
Yeah, listen. I mean, he did. What Judge brings to the table is not just what you have on the field, right? I mean, when was the last time like the Yankees have? They couldn't wait to get the Aaron Judge deal going in right field. Like, they couldn't wait. Judge's chamber. Like, they couldn't wait to get that going. Like, that's not typical Yankee stuff, but they recognized, what kind of star this guy could be. I mean, he's got a great smile. He's your captain. He's one of the faces of baseball. He's humongous.
He never says anything that rubs anyone the wrong way, ever.
Well, no, and he's a freak show, man. Like, I mean, that's the size of him. I mean, it's like you have to, you can't not watch him. So he's offensively, you know what he can do. He can run the bases. He plays a gold glove caliber right field, can play
he's
center field, like
gun.
All the tools. Like, he's got the five tools, and on top of that, I mean, he's going to sell tickets. He's going to sell jerseys. Like, I'm the perfect example of that. All I would watch, I have all my Mets stuff, Mets. My kid watches Aaron Judge play one time, and he loves Aaron Judge.
Which you really are making a mistake by not kiboshing, but that's
a
conversation.
What am I going to do about it?
Oh, well, say, listen, that's not what we do here.
I explain that to him, and I take him to Mets games, but he loves Aaron Judge. Like, even when he was younger, like, even when he was just starting to watch baseball, like, he couldn't tell who all the other players was, but as soon as, maybe it's just because of the size of him, he would see Aaron Judge. He would say, oh, there's Aaron Judge.
Well, because, I mean, he's a freak, is what he is. Now, I want to continue the conversation. I'm loving the conversation with you. We need to get to this call because I don't know how long we can get to this call before things change for this person. How about this? Says, wife is in labor, on way to hospital with her. Also, Yankees conversation. Let's get right to it. Rob and Patshaw. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good morning, boys. How are we? Thanks so much for taking the call, guys.
How are you? Tell me this is your first kid.
This is. And I listen to your show every morning, guys, on my way to work. And it was only fitting that I call you, letting you guys know we're expecting any minute.
So you're on your way to the hospital. Your wife is having contractions, and you decide, you know what I got to do? I need to call the guys.
That's exactly right. So, yeah, we actually went from Patchogue to Winthrop Hospital, and they sent us home, and we're actually on our way back now. We left around 12 o'clock in the morning, sent us home, and now we're on our way back. So any minute we're going to have a boy or a girl, we don't know, but... I thought it was fitting. I listen to you guys every morning. I'm a very big fan and a big Yankee fan, and great win yesterday. I said to my wife last night after Aaron Judge's home run, I said, we're going to have our baby tomorrow. So, very cool.
Wow. This is unbelievable stuff. Now, Rob, here's what I need from you. You are a big fan of the show. We adore that you're such a big fan of the show. Promise me this. You will call us back tomorrow and give us an update on where we are, and we can wish you congratulations on air.
I love that. I would love that, guys. Thank you so much. Absolutely. And not a bad win for a Little League ballpark.
Not a bad win.
Look at Rob. He's got jokes. He's calm.
How's he so calm?
This is his first. I have no idea.
I don't understand.
They went to the hospital, sent him home. Now he's going back. I mean, this is cloth. I give him credit. He's got it together.
I mean, he sounds... like he's ordering lunch at a deli. He's like, yeah, we're on our way to the hospital. Wife is having contractions. Due any minute. Boy, that Aaron Judge is good.
And then he threw in a joke to end it.
So calm.
See, this is a man that's got a plan, and he's sticking to the plan. Now, I don't know how his wife's feeling right now in the moment, but...
What do you think on the way to the hospital, how would your wife react to this? On your way to the hospital... And she's like, all right, I'm 3 minutes apart. And he's like, great, you keep an eye on that. Do the breathing we've worked on. I got to call the guys.
Yeah, I don't know how Cass would feel about that. If I was like, if we were in the car on the way back to the hospital, I was like, you know what, I'm going to call Michael and Don and just chop it up.
Yeah, I'd love to get on air with those guys. But Rick, I'm crowning. Yeah, no, that's great.
I'll be there in a second. Hold on. Let me put my earpiece in. Hold on.
Yeah, hang on a minute. Listen, sweetie, it's not all about you, okay?
Hey, nurse, come take care of this. I'm on the phone with the guys.
Do me a favor. You got a wheelchair or something? Because I'm next up. They say I'm on hold, and I can't use Bluetooth or speaker. That's what the producer told me.
Oh, what an amazing day for them.
I forgot we had a baby.
Yeah, I don't know if I was that calm. I don't.
So relaxed.
So relaxed. Well, he's not carrying. I mean, that's the benefit of being the man, right? We're not carrying the baby.
Well, no. Could you imagine that? If it was like the wife calling?
That would have been amazing.
And she was having contractions, and she's like, listen, in between contractions, I just wanted to make this point. They got to re-sign Judge.
Now, we're going to need him. If they get to the hospital, so they, I mean, it sounds like they're pretty close. They get to the hospital, all of a sudden this thing happens fast. and we're still on the air, we're going to need a phone call back.
You know what I could deal with? And I don't want to speak solo for the show. I want everyone to chime in. I could deal with periodic updates today from Rob.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't mind.
Like a 6 o'clock at like 6:15, he checks in. Rob, what's going on? All right, here's where we are. She's dilating. We're right now in the delivery room. I wanted to step aside and make the call, and then you hear her like screaming in the background.
Baby watch.
Yeah. Then the 7 o'clock hour, it's like, all right, we've got the baby. We've got a name. I cut the cord. Like I could deal with periodic updates throughout the show today.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we're dilated. You know, we're epidural done. Yeah, I mean, I think this would be good.
I'm a baby. You're a baby.
Maybe you coach them. Maybe you coach them through it.
I could. We did a whole birthing class.
Oh my god!
Could. And I sat there and I wasn't at all squeamish. I watched Sherry get cut open, baby get taken out. Yeah,
I think part of my degree that went along with doing RJ's wedding. I think I can actually deliver babies too. I'm not sure. I think I'm certified.
I'll tell you what. Not that I'm going to have more, but if I ever had another, there's no chance in hell you're delivering.
Why? I'm like a doula. I come over to the house. We'll flip a bathtub.
Yeah, we're not doing it. We're not doing it.
A little inflatable pool. I'll sit in there with Sherry. I'll coach her through it.
And then in the background, we'll have
you singing "Keeping Your Head Above Water."
That's true. Listen, I could sing as you are delivering the birth.
Head above water.
Light candles. It would be beautiful.
It sounds sensational.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Mets with a really nice win. I thought this was going to be a Mets. And we'll still get into the Mets. Like a Mets intensive show, and I'm so excited for it. But it pales in comparison to what the Yankees did. The Yankees had one of those wins. And the Mets have had a couple too, right? The Mets had the one against St. Louis where they're down 2-0, down to their last out, comeback score, bunch of runs. The one against Philadelphia, which was remarkable. That was the Yankees last night. Because here's the thing. Romano's a really, really, really good closer. He didn't have his best stuff, but the Yankees didn't hit at all last night. They had what? They had 5 hits, and just 2 of them happened to be 3-run home runs. So Earl Weaver would be very, very proud. Phenomenal effort. And That's the nice thing. So the Yankees are very talented. I think we realize the pitching staff is excellent. If you can steal wins, like, because let's be fair, the Yankees probably didn't deserve to win that game last night, right? They didn't play all that well. They trailed the entirety of the game. They never led until they hit the walk-off home run. They probably didn't deserve to win that game. If you can win games against teams like Toronto, where you may not deserve to win, and then maybe the next day, because today you have the afternoon game where Tyone is on the mound, and say he pitches well or whoever else pitches well. This is a short two-game series. You know, if you're stealing some games against them, and then you get the normalcy of just, you know, you get a good outing and the bullpen is excellent, you're in great shape. You're in great shape. Do you agree with that, Rick?
Yeah,
Rick,
I do.
He's kind of stole that win last night.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was nothing going on. I mean, you get no hit through five innings. But, I mean, Severino did a good job. First two innings, he struggles. But, I mean, he's waving off Aaron Boone. Like, listen, I got this. I'll figure it out. And he got into, I mean, he got himself into a bit of a groove, kept you in the game. And then, you know, you found a way to battle back. And it's, I mean, it's two of the guys you're depending on that come through in big spots. Stanton ties it up. I mean, you don't usually see your bullpen give up a couple runs. They do. And then, you know, Judge in that big spot with the walk-off home run.
Huge home run. I
mean, listen, both New York, like, after what we dealt with in the football season, we deserve to have good,
we really
good
do.
Baseball right now.
And not only do we deserve it, but at the moment, we're getting it. I mean, we're in the midst of, this has been a phenomenal month for both these teams.
Oh, it's been an amazing month for both of these teams, especially after the Yankee start. I mean, with how many phone calls we were taking with frustrated Yankees fans.
What were they, 5-5? I think Canty was panicked.
I mean, no, I think he gave it. Short. I think it was 9-9 when he started to panic. I think at least he gave it to 9-9.
What did he said? Break glass in case of emergency. Wasn't that what he said?
Yeah, you set him up for that. Yeah, you're like
not, well.
So Canty, how do you feel? You gonna start to panic? Oh, I'll panic, Dave. I'm breaking glass.
I'm breaking glass. All right, here is Aaron Boone on how big of a win that was for the Yankees last night.
Yeah, that's a good one. What a game. And I mean, I said it to Mendy a couple times late in that game, like, it's a heavyweight game in May, you know. I'd say that if we lost coming in here. Those are fun ones to be a part of. What a great rally against a really good closer. And on a night like tonight, you know, to hit it where he hit it, Rizzo hits that ball. I mean, it was going nowhere tonight. And he just said, forget the wind. I'll hit it in the second deck anyway. But just what a game.
Well, that abruptly ended. But yes, what a phenomenal game. That was a phenomenal ending for the Yankees.
You know what, too, Dave? I mean, you mentioned it, right? So when you look at last night and, you know, five innings, you're not getting – you have nothing going on. You're being no-hit through five innings. And then, you know, all of a sudden Stanton hits that three-run home run. But, I mean, once you got past Stanton, so Donaldson did not – he's 0-2. I mean, he gets hit by – what? Like, and this is not just baseball, but, I mean, just refereeing and hockey – umpire, like, how are we just throwing out Garcia without a warning? Like, hey, you're out? Like, I don't, like, what are we doing? I don't understand exactly what's happening.
So he hits Donaldson. Now he gets tossed. Then the Yankees throw one high and tight, and then they toss out Montoya when he gets annoyed at that. Like, what is happening?
I don't understand what's happening. And then we're calling home runs that aren't home runs. Like, just the umpires last night weren't great. But to my point, I mean, once you got past Stanton, I mean, Donaldson didn't do much, Hicks, Torres. Like, I mean, once you get past Stanton, no one had a hit. Donaldson, Hicks, Torres, Wiz Falefa, Higashioka. I mean, no one.
Yeah, but Trevino
had the big walk.
That's not a guy you expect to get on. When you have, and I think Romano is certainly an upper echelon closer. When you have an upper echelon closer coming in to do a job, and he walks Trevino, that's a bad job.
Yeah, that's not, yeah.
That's a big at-bat.
That's a big at-bat, because now LeMahieu's up, he's on base, and you set the table for Judge. Which is, I mean, that's the guy you want, right? I mean, that's who you would want up in that moment.
Oh, and did he unload? On his first ever walk-off home run, here is Aaron Judge.
I was good. I was just, you know, excited to get the team to win, help out a little bit. Couldn't really get anything going there early on, you know, getting no hit for a while, and then, you know, came back. G, I think, had the biggest at bat of the game, you know, tying it up for us and, you know, kind of giving us a fighting chance. But, you know, the guys in front of me did their job, and so tried to keep the line moving.
Keep the line moving. He didn't keep the line moving. He sent everyone home on the line. All right, guys, I'm done. Take matters into my own hands. Let's get out of here.
That's a good at bat, too. It really was. Going down 0-2, falling off a couple pitches, and then capitalizing on that mistake.
That was a bad pitch.
It was not a great pitch.
Yeah.
It absolutely was not a great pitch.
But he still had to do what he wound up doing. All right. I'm always hesitant to do this, but I do enjoy the battle occasionally, and maybe this would be one of those days. Here is Nick in Babylon. Nick, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning. There's really nothing sweeter than Yankee hater tears in the morning. I really enjoy it, I got to tell you.
Nick, let me ask you. Who is having hater tears this morning? Not me or Rick. We're very optimistic about the Yankees.
Yankees didn't deserve to win the game. What does that even mean? They didn't deserve to win the game.
Do you have your head in the sand? The Yankees were no hit through five innings. They had five hits in the game.
They were down three runs. They came back. They were down two runs again, and they came back. How do you not deserve to win the game? Of course you deserve to win. Let me ask you something. When the Mets beat the Cardinals in that night, did they come back when Arenado made the error and the pitcher failed to cover the base?
Mets stole a win.
The Mets didn't deserve to win that game.
I think the Mets stole a win.
The Mets stole a win.
Stole a win last night.
I think when the Mets went into Philadelphia,
they stole a win. It happens, Nick.
I know,
in your world, maybe it doesn't. It happens that you can steal a win. Last night, the Yankees stole a win.
When you get to the Met games, make sure you say they beat the woeful Nats, the horrendous Nats. You know, that's the way you always do it.
Here's my question. Why are you so miserable?
I'm very happy today.
No,
dude.
You're not. Like, do you have a bad marriage? Do you
that's
have kids?
All
at
the,
like,
time. What,
why
it
are you
is
so
far.
Miserable? You know, I'm done.
Time.
I'm done. Goodbye. Really, I'm done.
I don't think there's a caller that we take that gets under your skin quicker than Nick.
Because he's miserable.
And I appreciate every second of it.
I hate people that just, their general being, like what makes them tick. Bob. No, I love Bob. He just had a take that I thought was bad. This is a guy that is bothered by every single thing. Like, the Yankees stole the win last night. How you can say anything beyond that is just, it's mind-boggling to me.
Well, here's the thing, though. This is what you're saying in the locker room. Like, when Aaron Boone was asked that question, like, that's what he's thinking, is that we stole one. Like, if you were to tell Aaron Boone before this game started that, you know, Luis Severino was going to throw 65 pitches through the first two innings, you'd be down. You know, you're no hit through five. You're down 3-0. And then, you know, with Jordan Romano on the mound in the ninth, you're down two runs. And I got 8-9-1 coming up in my order. I think you'd have a hard time believing.
I actually think it's a testament to how well they're playing. Is you can go out there, not play all that well, be behind 3-0, tie it at 3, be behind 5-3, and find a way to win that game. That's a terrific job by them. So Yankees tears or anything like that, it's just not true. I don't like them. I'm not happy they won, but I give them credit when they deserve credit. And last night they deserve a lot of credit. But to say that. They didn't run out to a win. They stole a win last night, and good for them. That's what good teams do. But I don't understand why he takes such a great win and calls up in such a negative mood about everything.
Because I think for him, his win is getting you flustered the way he got you flustered.
I'm not flustered.
No, you were flustered. Now, you're asking him about does he have a bad marriage?
Well, I think he must. Either
maybe he has a terrific marriage. Maybe he just likes aggravating you.
I mean, if that moves the needle for you at 5:30 in the morning to call and aggravate me, then you obviously have something that's not going right.
I mean, you've seen. Listen, I don't want to speak for all of our listeners or just the company as a whole, but from everything we've seen with pictures from the company, everyone has smoke show wives.
Yeah, but I don't think the company would allow Nick in.
Maybe the company likes that Nick goes after you.
No, I don't think so. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the company went right after Nick. The company will go after anybody.
I'll tell you what, my father-in-law called me yesterday because we were talking about the Lightning game, and he's like, I got to be honest with you. This new app is fantastic. I said, I told you, it's easy, right? He goes, yeah, I just pressed the button and it's on. He goes, and your partner, by the way, is crazy. I said, well, what happened yesterday?
What did I do?
He was screaming and yelling at poor Bob.
Poor Bob.
Hey, listen, he loves it. I'm not saying he doesn't love it, but he's like, oh, Dave got all worked up. He's yelling at Bob. This is what the people want. He loves it. This is what the people like, that kind of Rothenberg.
All right.
They like when you snap at RJ. You quit. Well, this is back-to-back weeks.
I didn't mean to. I feel bad because I love these guys. Like RJ, we had a beautiful call. By the way, can we give me some credit? All you do is complain. And
all we do is give you credit.
No. For my phone callbacks yesterday. I mean, what a job by me.
Can I be honest? And this is going to make me look bad. That when I called you the first time, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to impress Dave with a voicemail. And as I was about to leave the voicemail, I panicked.
You aborted.
I hung it up. I'm like, I'm going to screw this up. He'll use it tomorrow on the radio. I'm hanging up. I got a real problem. You've beat me down to the point where I'm now afraid to pull the trigger on voicemails.
So apparently no one cares for me. Blue Penguin Bets says, difference is, Dave, you don't even watch the games. You just read the sheet your intern puts in front of you, so you have zero clue how the game's even played out. Also, Mets are in the easiest division in the entire league, so relax. So
we don't have interns. We don't have interns. That would be nice.
I don't watch it. I woke up this morning. I didn't know what happened in the Yankees game. I turned on SportsCenter, and I watched the highlights. That's what happened.
I would get so much more sleep if that was the case.
That's what
happened. If I didn't watch every inning of all these games, I would get so much more sleep.
I had the two TVs set up last night. I'm going back and forth, Mets, Yankees. I got the Heat and 76ers on another television. So I have to timely walk the dogs when I have a break in between innings. So I don't watch the games. I give up.
No, don't.
I think it's
5:35. There it is, RJ.
No. I'm not leaving the show. I love you guys. I give up with everything. I'm not saying I quit. I'm just saying I give. I don't know what else I'm supposed to do.
I think you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be. I mean, you're supposed to be polarizing, right? That's it. I mean, people either love you or they hate you.
Yeah, but everyone loves you.
No, I don't think that's true.
Oh yeah. If you put down a breakdown of who's more well liked on the show, it's you.
I didn't even win host sadness.
I'm just the company. This is the Rick DiPietro hour with some guy.
And I see, I think you're wrong. I think the star of the show was you. I'm just riding shotgun.
No, I don't agree. RJ, you would say this is Rick DiPietro and friends, right?
No, I think you're more than friends. And despite what some people have said, most prominently a very noteworthy one.
Rick DiPietro and company.
I think you're more than company.
No, which is fine.
No, your name is on the marquee.
I mean, at least your name's on the show.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's more than some
people. Don and Peter don't even have their names on the show.
It's really Kay and Friends.
Yes. Well, that's Kay and Company.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that. There is a way to feel about that. But, I mean, it's obvious. You are, because you never say anything that's going to anger people. You know what I need to do? I need to step back and not let my thoughts be known all the time. Kind of play it more down the middle.
No, you're an honesty broker. I say things that make you mad. That's my job, is to get you riled up.
So you get me riled up, and then I get... So the goal is just to get me... Like, when you guys start the show every morning at 5, it's like, how do we get him crazy? You're going to say, I asked a bad question? I'm going to step on your face right now. That's the goal, huh?
That's the goal. It's like when you go to the zoo, right? Like, you don't want to see, like, I don't want to see a docile lion.
So you're throwing bananas at the monkey is what you're doing.
No. I'm like, I'm making sure that when I'm, like, I'm going for feeding time. Like, I want to see the lion eat something. Like, I don't want to go just see the lion sleeping, laying around. I want to see this lion in action.
Roar!
Yes. The king of the jungle.
That's what you're looking for. But now, I gotta tell you.
No, you're not asking another question.
Just a quick one. Yes.
No. People getting upset with Nick. Nick is a clown. We got your back, Dave. We're going to start going after Nick.
At this point, I'm not sure you want to mess around with the company. The company is, I don't know if it's ever been stronger than it is right now.
I was talking to Anthony Pusick, the K-Show producer, the other day, and we were taping something, and I don't remember something happened. And he was like, what did I do? The company is coming after me. And I said, you don't mess with the company. Apparently he did something that angered them.
Yeah, it doesn't, because they're always listening, man. They're always listening.
Baby bottle pop.
That was Pusick right there. Everyone's trying to sing now. Everyone's trying to sing. They want to start doing cold calls. You think he'll answer? I mean, this is,
What that was amazing. Music. What was he singing?
Baby bottle pop.
What is that?
I have commercial. No idea.
You don't remember those?
Baby bottle pop?
Baby bottle pop.
No.
Yeah, I think it's candy. I think.
And why did he sing that on the air?
Maybe they were talking about it. That was
baby bottle pop.
I think that's their jingle.
He has a nice voice.
He took that serious, but he was taking that serious though. He probably blew on a little pitch pipe before he started that.
All of us artists who have singing in their future.
I could see you doing that. I could see you in like an a cappella group with a bunch of buddies, like the
baby
Tone Rangers.
Bottle pop.
Like the Tone Rangers.
I could listen to that on a loop. That's very funny.
Baby bottle pop.
It sounds so innocent that he's doing it.
Baby bottle pop.
He sounds like he's like, and one, two, three,
yes,
four, and then he
no,
goes
he's like
baby
a
baby bottle pop
in the movie The Breakup with Aniston and Vince Vaughn when Aniston's brothers on the Tone Rangers.
The Tone Rangers, of course.
Then
they're very good, the Tone Rangers.
He chops Vince Vaughn and he punches Vince Vaughn in the face.
You don't want to mess with an a cappella group. I'll tell you that. I will tell you that. Boy, who knew that Anthony had that in him? All right, so the Mets. That's a terrific win last night. Not Yankees level. But that's a good win. Were you not getting a little anxious and a little bit nervous that the Mets were going to not win that game? Because I got to be honest, I was. They couldn't push a run across. They had numerous opportunities. And then, not a great play from Josh Bell at first base, certainly. McNeil did hit that ball hard. Productive at-bat from Escobar. Bullpen locked down, get the insurance run, and there's a win for the Mets last night.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, it didn't. They eventually break through there in the sixth, but, I mean, it didn't feel like it needed to be that close. I mean, you're 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position. You left 12 on base. And you mentioned the play. I mean, McNeil scorches one down to first. I mean, Bell's not a great defensive first baseman.
No, he really butchered that one.
Well, but he actually mentions even after the game, and this I think this speaks to why I think you feel the same way. Just why I like this team so much is, you know, Escobar doing the right thing there at first base where he's kind of, he waits that split second to kind of shield Bell.
Yep.
So he can't see the ball right away. And that ends up being a huge play. But that's, like, the more I watch this team play, right? I mean, it's taking the extra base. It's, it's using the opposite field. Whatever it ends up being, it's Nimmo in center field, making sure the ball doesn't get by him and go to the wall. He turns and fires it to McNeil, who's already ready to make the throw home. They cut down a run at home. I mean, it's all those little things. And, when I watched them play, the first thing I thought about was, we always hear Bill Belichick or whoever played for the Patriots. Like, you can watch Get Up and it's, you hear, Ninkovich or you hear whoever it is always talk about, in any sport, more games are lost than won. Give yourself the best opportunity by not making mistakes. Like, don't beat yourself and put pressure on the other team because they'll make mistakes. And I think, last night was a good example of that. Like, Lindor made a great, great defensive play.
Oh, that was some play, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they do all the little things. Now, I thought it was odd, and I don't know if it comes. We're not talking about it because they win, but I was actually surprised that they didn't pinch run for Canna with Jankowski.
Because they used him later in a situation.
Okay, but what happens? Yeah. Hold on. But what happens? So Canna doesn't score on Lindor's single. Jankowski probably scores. What happens if they don't score there?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair point.
Because, he ends up pinch running for Pete, but, if you're going to pinch run him anyway, why not pinch run for Canna with
Lindor? You probably could have used him earlier. I agree. Yeah, I mean, maybe he wanted to save him for what he deemed might be a bigger spot later in the game.
Well, in that run, isn't getting that first run?
I agree with you. You probably should have used him for Canna in that situation. You know what I loved? And this is stuff that doesn't really get discussed. I don't know how closely, I'm sure closely, you watched that ninth inning. So Lindor gets the base hit, and now they have first and third. There's a throw home from Soto. It sails over Josh Bell's head.
Lindor takes second. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. But it's this little stuff that they do. So now they walk Pete, and then was it Davis that hits the sac fly? I think I'm right. Right? He goes to deep right and hits the sac fly to make it 4-2.
Yep.
And then both guys tag up. Pete tags up from first. Now, they didn't add another run on, but like you mentioned, and it's It's missing in the past, and it's not this year. It's the little nuanced things in baseball that the Mets do better than they've done in a very long time. And for that reason, and this pitching staff, this is a different Mets team this season.
Well, but especially when you're playing, like little things like that, especially when you're playing bad teams. Because you imagine, like, the reason that these are bad teams is that they make those kind of mistakes. Right? Like, they don't do the little things is why, you know, outside of not being as talented, but, like, those are the things they don't do well. They're not great defensively, whatever it ends up being. So as long as you're taking care of those things, going up against a team like, you know, the Nationals, who aren't very good, then, you know, you give yourself the best opportunity, you know, to take advantage of that.
Yep. Mets, I mean, they just continue to roll along. You see what the number is, by the way? And I know it's still early, but you see how big of a lead they have in the National League East at the moment?
It's a nice number.
It's 7.
I'm not going to lie.
7 is that's a juicy number on May the 11th.
Well, I mean, 21-10. I mean, 11 games over 500 already. Yeah, we haven't lost the
And no one else is above 500.
Yeah, and this is without Jacob DeGrom, who's we actually got some positive news on Jacob DeGrom, which is nice.
We do, and we did, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Now, Jets fans, listen to the Michael Kay Show this Friday, May 13th, for your chance to win a pair of Jets 2022 season tickets brought to you by the New York Jets. The picks are in. See this year's draft class along with your other favorite players on the green and white at MetLife Stadium for every exciting matchup this season. Jets season tickets on sale now. And come with the lowest prices and best benefits. Secure your seats today at nyjets.com/tickets or simply call 1-800-469-5387. Let's get to DeGrom in a minute. Let's get to some of the calls before that. 1-800-919-3776. Kenny in Jersey is finally coming around. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, I did call to let y'all know that I may or may not have took a tiny sip of the Kool-Aid with these Mets because they keep winning, and it feels good. So I may or may not have took a little sip of that Kool-Aid last night. Was very happy with the win. But I called you fellas to find out one thing. When Jacob DeGrom come back, who are we going to send into the pen?
I don't know.
Well, I don't even know if we sent anyone to the pen. I would imagine you're probably not going to – you're going to try to ease Jake in, right?
Well, you're going to ease him in, and I think you don't want to have like Tyler McGill throw 200 innings, right? You
no.
want to kind of ease back on him. So maybe you skip a start here for a guy and skip a start there for a guy, and the goal is to keep everyone fresh. Because none of the guys have shown that they don't deserve to be in the starting rotation.
Yeah, no. I mean, Walker struggled a little bit, but, I mean, Carrasco was good again last night. Your little cookie.
Cookie was excellent.
So, they top to bottom. I mean, there's some things that I think at some point they'll probably have to address. Like, I definitely think they do need some bullpen help. Like,
True
I mean, this is now. This is just saying, like, I mean, if we're trying to, you know, we're trying to win a World Series here, right? Like, that's the goal. Like, we're
that
all
is,
in to that do
is
that.
The goal. Yes.
So maybe one more bat. Like, I think that one more bat would help.
Yes, I think another bat. I think two guys in the pen. That's it. They don't need to remake this team.
No, and they're just playing good baseball. So it's fun to watch when your team's doing the right things and then capitalizing when teams don't. Like the ninth inning. Cannon reaches on a throwing error, right?
Yeah. But we're never that team. We are never the team.
No, we're the team we just played. We're the team that plays in the World Series and the Royals have on their board. Oh, hey, by the way, Lucas Duda can't throw a baseball. And they take advantage of it.
Right. We are in the other side. It's nice. This is a nice side to be on.
Well, I mean, this is what happens when you make good decisions up top and hire the right people.
I know. And you know what's huge? And I don't think we paid enough attention to it, although it was a big discussion point, is moving on from Cano. That 3 years ago, Robinson Cano is still your everyday starting second baseman.
Well, I think it sends the right message. I think it sends the right message, too. I mean, I know some guys on the team were upset, but, you know, the guys that, you know, Dom Smith, Guillorme, Jankowski that deserved to be here. I mean, that sends the right message too. Like, hey, this was a baseball decision. Like, we're trying to win here, and we want to do what's best for the team.
And if it means we have to eat $37-40 million, then so be it. Because we are about one thing and one thing only right now, and that's evident. And it hasn't always been like that for this team.
Nope. I can't remember when it hasn't been like that.
Exactly. Jeremy Farmingdale. Good morning, Jeremy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Glad I got in with you guys. I always love hearing you on my way to work. Wanted to ask, you guys speaking about the Nets' current win streak and all, how much of that can you attribute to Buck being their manager right now? I guess
a lot.
Old school type of guy.
A lot.
A lot.
I think he's a huge reason the Mets are having the start to the season that they're having. Huge reason.
I think he's a humongous reason. And I can't, like, having the opportunity to watch him every day now, I don't understand why he was ever out of a job.
But you do.
Oh, no, I do. But I'll tell you this. I actually heard this the other day, that part of the holdup with Aaron Boone coming back to the Yankees was he said, the only way I'm coming back is if I have more input as to how we play in the decisions that are made. And I think that's partly why you're seeing the Yankees play the way they're playing this season, where they are trying to, I mean, they're stealing more bases. I mean, you're seeing them, you know, try to find other ways to generate runs as opposed to just relying on the home run all the time.
Yeah, but I think there are a bunch of teams that don't want to give their manager autonomy and say...
Well, I don't think it has to be autonomy. Like, I think, it can be collaborative, but also, recognize the fact that, Buck Showalter and Aaron Boone. I mean, Aaron Boone, his family's been involved with baseball for how long? He played at a high level. I mean, this is the guy knows
third generation.
Baseball. Okay, so let him, he's been in these moments. Like, give him all the information and then let him make the decisions with the information.
But a lot of the upper brass of these organizations think that they know better and they want to kind of, treat the manager as the marionette. And you've seen a lot of that.
Yeah, and I don't understand. Like, I get it, I guess. But it's like if I was one of the owners of these teams, it's like, okay, so I have, I have a team that's underachieving. And, we hire a manager that's just kind of just, feeding the team everything the analytics department is feeding him. And then the GM is the one pulling the strings with the analytics department. And yet, no one's blaming the GM or the analytics department. It's the manager that's taking all the heat. It's like, I'm just going to let my GM just play this. It's like it's a video game
Talk about a great scenario. You're faceless. You're nameless. Nobody has any idea who you are. You're pulling the strings behind the scenes. And if it doesn't go well, now the manager gets blamed? What a job.
It's like playing a video game. You get to do whatever you want, and then it doesn't work out. We'll fire the manager, and I can hire someone new.
What a job. Maybe we should have your father-in-law do this next read. Because you said that he downloaded the new app, and he can't believe how great it is.
Trying to get him on the old app was an impossibility.
Well, I don't even think that's a fault of his own, to be honest. The old app was really difficult to navigate. The new app is not.
No, you press it. Once you download it, all you do is press one button and you're live.
One button and boom. So here's the question. Have you downloaded the ESPN New York app yet? Well, here's what you have if you haven't. You can catch anything you miss right here on DiPietro and Rothenberg, The Michael Kay Show, and more via the podcast. And you get all your favorite shows and play-by-play simply by streaming it live. It is the all-new ESPN New York app available right now on the App Store and Google Play as well. You mentioned DeGrom. Good news on him. Here is Buck, the latest on the Mets ace.
Everything's going well. I'm going to stay out of the doctor and trainer business, but he's where he's supposed to be. I'm not going to say ahead or behind, but they like the way he's progressing. But, I get an update on Reed Foley and all our guys. Trevor, I'm going to start calling some of them as we get into it.
So my intern put on my desk this morning, which is terrific, I guess, that he's starting to throw lightly from 60 feet and he'll undergo another MRI next week. And hopefully that goes well and he'll continue to ramp it up.
Yeah, as long as we don't have any setbacks.
So this is very positive news.
It's positive.
And yeah. And there's no reason to think about rushing through because you're doing beautifully without him right now.
You don't have to. You don't have to. And then all of a sudden he comes back. He's fully healthy. Feels good. There's no wear and tear because he hasn't pitched.
That's right.
For the first couple months of the season, and then here we go.
What do you think?
I would almost go to. I would almost if I could sit down with Max, with Scherzer, Cookie. Can I have the come here, my little cookie drop quick? Just I want to smile for a second.
Okay, come here, my little cookie.
I love that. I would ask them, like, hey, would you guys be okay? Like, we all understand what we're trying to do here. We want to keep you as fresh as possible. Why don't we go? We have the ability to do this. Let's go 6-man rotation.
You could do that?
I don't know why more teams don't do it.
I think that most teams don't have six guys that they want to start.
I understand that, but like, I mean, I would rather have the ability to allow my starting pitcher to go, you know, as deep as possible into a game as opposed to try to kid gloving him, because I know I'm going to have, like, I have extra rest once he's done with it. You know what I mean? Like, I have the ability now to give him a little bit extra rest.
But how many teams, I mean, most teams are in the thick of it, right? And most teams need to win games. So if you have one or two starters who are better, do you want to space it out more?
No, but I'm saying because the Mets have that ability, why not take advantage of it?
They will have six starters. None of them do you dislike. And at the moment, and maybe it even increases, they have a pretty good size lead in this division.
Yeah, I would just, I mean, anyway, like even as opposed to skipping starts, because I still want those guys in the mound, like whatever I can do, especially now because I have the ability to do it because we've got off to such a great start, to make sure I have, I mean, if I got Scherzer, DeGrom,
Bassett,
and then you got, I mean, you got Carrasco pitching well. I mean, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah. I'm going to need two guys in the pen, and then let's go. Anybody.
Although, I'll tell you what, I mean, Joely Rodriguez coming in and getting Soto on one pitch was nice.
He was not happy either, huh?
No, he was not happy. I don't even know why he swung at that pitch. There was nothing he was going to do with that pitch.
He was not a happy guy.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.